Fourth week, sixth day. Each day a new adventure. The simplest and surest way to rid ourselves of sin, sickness, or other betraying evils is to melt ourselves down, as an old coin is melted at the mint, and be recreated fresh and new. We may do this by turning and becoming as nearly as possible like little children. A gnarled old tree bears brand new leaves each spring that are fresh and new as the original sprout which pushed through the ground. Why don't we investigate and discover whether we too may possess within ourselves somewhere a fountain of ever-renewing life? If our bodies seem too solid to change immediately into healthy new embodiments for our souls, let us see what we can do with our imaginations. Let us try to think like children, full of daydreams, looking at life with continual expectancy and an ever-renewed sense of wonder. Children expect each day will provide a new adventure. But old person's thoughts get into frames. Of course, anything which is held tight in a frame is brittle and can be broken. Therefore, the frames of bad habits, prejudices, and meaningless traditions should be cast off to allow pure, flowing, vital new ideas to flow through our souls. Learn new hobbies, read new books, travel to strange new places, ask God to give you beautiful dreams and greater visions, and above all, expect life to be beautiful. With eyes of childlike trust and love, look toward your Father, God, as toward a perfect, ideal, and devoted parent. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 7, verses 1 through 4, and from the book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 15. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman. Whoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein.